teens and 20s.
Interview with Patty Lynch at the Spitz.
There okay. it is.
Okay. And that's
Eugene Johnson, okay. better known as Toots, T-O-O-T-S.
Okay.
And the legend, if you will, is that Toots came into the neighborhood. His aunt lived across the street. And the man that you need to interview more than me, but we'll get to that, is Richard Meltzer.
Okay.
Here you see him as a young man. Here you see him as an older man.
Okay.
He's still alive, okay. running Uncle Harry's Deli on Mac on the east side in St. Clair Shores.
Okay.
His grandfather, Charles Meltzer, and his father, Harry Meltzer, took control of the Jewish Cultural Center here on Oakland Avenue in the late 20s.
Okay.
And the legend is that Toots was moving into the neighborhood at about that time, and he was looking for work, as a lot of black folk were, you know, coming up from the South.
Right.
And you'd have to ask Rick about this. I actually think it was old man Charles that saw him, and the story goes, he said, "Hey, boy, are you looking for some work?"
Mm-hmm.
And Toots said, "Yeah, I am." And he goes, "Well, come in here. I got work for you." And what the Meltzers had done is they had ripped out the entire first floor to raise the Michigan basement up about 5 feet. That's why when you walk in here, you go up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to put in a traditional Eastern European steam vat downstairs and those facilities. Now, those were important to them for religious and cultural reasons as Russian Jews. But they were equally important to them because they were heavily affiliated with the Purple Gang. And they knew that when you're downstairs in your towel, you can't be wearing a weapon and you can't be wearing a wire.
Okay.
And so all of their business transactions could take place here in confidence.
Right.
What's so legendary about Toots is that they said, "Come in here. I want to. We'll show you what your first job is. Follow me. I'll show you."
Okay.
And they said, "We need a pool."
Okay.
And Toots dug this pool out by hand in 1929.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
And then he lived here for the next 60 years.
No kidding.
Yeah, he kept a house in the neighborhood much of the time, but he lived mostly in the club. The club was open from 10 a.m. till midnight every day.
Okay.
He ran the best deli counter in the city.
Okay.
And the only time he spent away from the building was during the Second World War when he served. And Toots is one of the most legendary figures. I would say he's the most legendary figure here at the Schwitz, and because of that, I think he's one of the most legendary figures in the city. But his story, he died in 1987. There are a number of guys that still come around this place that knew him personally. He helped raise Rick Meltzer. That's why I think it would be worth it going out and having a Reuben and talking to Rick sometime.
Okay.
He's there every day.
Okay.
And you can tell him Patty sent me, because he knows you know the most about Toots of anybody.
Okay.
But I think this, you know, poor black guy from the South moving up to Detroit and getting a job at one of the most unusual clubhouses is a pretty incredible story.
It is.
And it hasn't really been told.
Yeah.
I mean, his obituary, I think we have a copy of it upstairs, and I think you can find it online. You know, I don't think any stories have been published about Toots in, you know, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an important story. It's a story worth telling.
It is.
We actually have some of the Motor City Ghost Hunters coming here on Saturday. A lot of people think that Toots is still around here. He's benevolent, but a lot of people feel his spirit and sometimes claim to see him or hear him. Anyway, I think Rick would be a great resource for you, but I wanted you to physically see what he did
yes.
as a young man
this
in 1928, 29.
This is incredible.
Yeah, and he took the earth out by a wheelbarrow.
Oh, unbelievable.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
Here, I'll show you. You've never been down here, so. We're about to walk through the hottest room in the Midwest. We'll just walk through it, so brace yourself.
Okay. Woo!
Jeff, man, coming through.
Hey, how are you?
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of rock right there.
Yeah, it is.
So that's 15,000 pounds of hot rock.
Okay.
They're heated every morning for 4 or 5 hours, and they produce tremendous heat. They say that's the hottest room in the Midwest. And Toots ran this place. He had to change the rocks out every year,
uh-huh.
Which we still do. And then he also made, if we have, yeah, here they are.
Wow.
He made the oak leaf brooms, harvested the oak and made the oak leaf brooms, which in Russian are called veniks, to perform a pleitsa, which is Yiddish for back and shoulders. It's an ancient, mostly Russian and Turkish style, basically like massage treatment in the steam room.
Okay.
Because the oak possesses a natural blood thinner. It's an anti-inflammatory, so it's like nature's aspirin.
Really?
And then these are called Israelis because it was the Israeli Jews that brought them here to the Schwitz decades ago. They're made out of raffia, which is a natural fiber, so that's part of the treatment as well.
Wow. Now this could, one more time, what is this one?
These are oak leaves.
Oak leaves. Mm-hmm. Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And we have so many oak trees in Detroit.
That's the idea. So you see, like Russians oftentimes use birch and eucalyptus as well across the globe.
Yes.
But here in Detroit, almost everybody uses oak because it's the most readily available and it's very therapeutic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta take a picture of it.
Yeah, go for it.